Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Hope rises even as rumors of war stir painful memories in Cambodia. Then later, the Lord works through strategic partnerships in East Africa. We'll explain what we need in just a few moments. But first, a ceasefire between Thailand and Cambodia went into effect on Monday at midnight. The fighting broke out July 24th after nearly 2 months of rising border tensions. Joe Handley, president of A3.
It goes back to the French colonization of that part of the world. And when they kind of gave it up and how they redrew the maps of the two countries.
The ceasefire is a vital step toward peace, but its effects will take time to feel. At least 33 people lost their lives in the clashes. More than 130,000 on each side were displaced, according to Thai military and Cambodian defense sources. The threat of war also stirred up fear among A3's friends, who remember the 1970s killing fields of Cambodia.
What I'm hopeful about is the church has oftentimes risen in occasions like these to be a source of hope in the midst of very difficult situations.
For example, a former warlord from Pol Pot's Khmer Rouge party came to Christ in recent years. Handley says he's received discipleship and started dozens of churches. You can read that story in the full report at missionnews.org. But for now, National Director of A3 Cambodia, Mengon Huar, says,
"So please pray for protection and stop the fighting. Thank you so much."
Next, did you know that sinicization means making something Chinese in character or form? A sinicized church reflects local identity with its own language and cultural norms. But since 2015, the Chinese Communist Party has used the term to promote state ideology. Eric Berglund of China Partners says the government uses three main strategies. First,
the government stresses a political principle of state over religion kind of a thought, though they want to control religion.
Second, they discourage churches from following the traditional Western model. And third, they shift the church's mindset from being forced to conform to wanting to conform.
The government is demanding both submission and internalization.
Church leaders are caught in a difficult position to continue meeting and protect their people. They have to avoid provoking local authorities while remaining submitted to Christ alone.
They always have said to me when we visit them, they always say, "Christ is still the head of our church, even though we have to bow or we have to respect the governing authorities that God has placed over us."
Still, government control continues to grow, altering the cultural identity of the Chinese church. So pray for the church's growth to meet the needs of China's people, because
many of them are going to realize that communism is not the answer.
And finally, Emmanuel felt himself wasting away inside the dingy four walls of Zomba Maximum Prison in Malawi. Days blurred together, marked only by the shift changes of prison guards. Then he received scripture from World Missionary Press. Helen Williams of WMP says,
"This man had a life-changing encounter with the gospel of Jesus Christ through a booklet he received through a maximum prison ministry. It transformed his heart of stone into a heart of flesh, and it made him alive in Christ. Now he shares this message of hope and salvation with the people in his community after he was released from prison 2 months ago."
World Missionary Press sends these scripture booklets free of charge to Daniel, a local pastor living on the Malawi-Mozambique border. Along with encouraging prisoners like Emmanuel, Daniel shares the hope of Christ in remote villages. He leaves a scripture booklet in Chichewa, the local language, after each visit. Villagers often respond with gratitude.
"We're very happy for this help, and it came in at a right time."
Most people in these remote areas don't have access to a Bible in their heart language, and that's why believers like Gloria treasure the WMP booklets, which contain only scripture. She says,
"I thank God because today I received a wonderful gift, and this booklet will help me and my family a lot. Thank you so much for reaching out with the Word of God."
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.